All right, now we've got Bob in Oregon on the line who's dealing with a water situation. Tell us what's going on.
Well, what happens is that when I turn on the hot water, I get this smell that smells like rotten eggs.
Okay.
And I'm on a well. The cold water, I don't get that aroma, but it's just the hot water. And I'm wondering if I should worry or just be inconvenienced.
I think the cause is the sacrificial anode inside your water heater.
Okay.
If that wears out...
That's such a serious name.
What, the sacrificial anode?
Yes.
It's supposed to be sacrificial. But the sacrificial anode, as it wears out, can lead to this sulfur odor happening inside the water heater itself. Now, how old is your water heater?
Oh, I'm not sure. I think it's probably in the neighborhood of 7 or 8 years, though.
Okay. That's around the end of its life.
Yeah, well, it's really borderline whether or not you want to replace the anode. You may find that it's probably better, since it's closer to the end of the life than the beginning of the life, just to replace the water heater. But I suspect that that's what's happening. If you go Google sulfur odor and water heaters, I'm sure you'll find the multi-page detailed explanation. But trust me when I say it's inside the water heater, and it has to do with the anode. And if you replace it, it'll probably go away. But I'm just worried about the cost versus benefit, because the water heater...
America. We are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.